Mr. Chairman, we received a card from Wallace Frank addressed to the Board of Equalization. He said he appreciated the approval of his request by the board this last Tuesday. Thank you very much. Also, you have before you the letter that you asked me to write. I emailed it to everyone. I've only gotten one response that it was okay. If you guys would let me know to send this out, I will. With a change of date, of course.
This is everybody reviewed the letter.
Settle the problem of the way that it's
you wanted
in the system.
I
understand that.
What we did, and but you also said you wanted to hear that other parcel and lower it. You were going to consider lowering it, and that's the way I put it in here, so you wouldn't think that it was an automatic. That you were going to consider reviewing it.
Because we'd heard it the year before, we weren't going to consider it. Is that what?
No, this is the one where you look at a bunch of lots and you lower a bunch of them to 25,000, but you said that you forgot to go back and look at his, and so you wanted to bring it up, and so we're going to bring it up again this week, but you wanted me to put it into a letter to the gentleman to explain to him why we couldn't adjust this
land value
only. We have to adjust the total. And so I wrote him a letter explaining that, and also that you were still going to be looking at his other parcel of land only later this week.
Okay. I hope they'll understand. I think the
I've
way
done
you're
the best done. I can to try and explain it to them. They
yeah.
can always call me.
The two properties were side by side, and we lowered the property land value on this piece of property, but the other was reduced, but it didn't show a land value reduction.
One of you got reduced, the other one had nothing done to it.
Right. But all the others around it were 25, set at 25,000. And the one the house sat on didn't show any reduction in the land value. It showed
total. That's what he reduced to the house.
And you think that he'll understand that from this?
Well, I tried to, but
I know. I'm just asking the question. Does everybody else see it that way?
Yeah, that's the way I.
Mike Schofield's the only one who emailed me back and said it was falling, so.
Looks fine to me.
As
I mean, makes sense. The only thing that we haven't done is lower his land value on the other lot, 25,000, which is
that
all? We
hadn't made a motion on that one.
Right.
So, it's on hold.
So, based on what we've done so far, this looks clear to me. Yeah, if he has a question, he can probably call and ask, and we can explain it.
So, is it okay to go ahead and nail this? Do I have a consensus?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, the other thing was you had three parcels from 2015 that you were concerned about. I had three different employees go and listen to the audio and also to pull up our notes because Wesley and I both keep a separate set of minutes. There was only one error. The other two were correct. And the error was that we put Colonel Curbo as absent. There should actually have been an I. He was present. But the others were correct. We actually went and looked, and there's notes in there of what time they left the meeting.
And that question was the fact that he had voted whenever it showed him.
He made the motion. Yeah. So those have been taken care of, and we've already fixed the book. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And then we are ready to move on to our first appointment. number 55.
Do we need to make a motion to amend the minutes?
Are you asking me, Brendan?
I'm asking... You said you changed the book. You mean you...
We changed it in the computer system. We'd have to go in and literally mark out the absent in the book and write time.
So
what you're asking,
you
Brandon, is that that should be a motion made by the DOE, right?
It's been changed.
As far as the official minutes?
The printed minutes have not been changed.
Okay. Move to amend 2015 Board of Equalization minutes to reflect the correction, the correct,
vote.
The correct motion and vote.
Are you going to list what it is?
Or for, do you have that? What BOE number was that? For BOE number 2015-93.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So are we ready to move to BOE number 2016-55?
Yeah. That one doesn't show whether it's a teleconference or a present. Unless they do have it
says on the record.
It's on the record.
Oh, I see it now. Thank you. On the record. Value of property has gone way down. Opinion of market value is $84,000 based on the appraisal. Purchase price was $145,000 back in 2013. We have a bunch of them all in order, Westland, that you were trying to do that.
All of these today, except for a couple of them, and what the assessment will bring to the DOE is all in the same building, and it's the penthouse condos down on the landing, formerly known as the Hilton.
Those appraisals that you've been looking at?
That one appraisal?
Yes.
What did we set that last one at? Do you guys remember? One was a Lakeview and one wasn't, wasn't it? Jeff, do you remember?
Well, you had the ones that were, the bigger ones were at $158,000. Some of these were at $84,000. So it depends on the section of the appraisal they were using. This one's asking for $84,000.
Well, the ones that we looked at previously this year.
I've just got a question. We got 40 of these. Could you explain, Chuck, why so many of them have come to us?
Word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth, I'd say. They
have you praised them, or have you been?
No, we haven't. I don't think we've changed any value. Could you pull that up, Wes?
Well, this one here is a little bit different than some of the rest of them because it's 2013, where the others were bought back whenever it was a market rush to get one of them. This one here was an arm's length transaction, the way I understand it, for 2013 versus the others we're looking at 2008, 9, and 10, back whenever they just sold them. Yeah. So this one's a little bit different than...
Well, I mean, I'm just getting at all the numbers that we have here. I just counted like 40, 30-some pieces of property today.
Those all came in after our meetings that we held, and that's one of the things we have on the agenda for our last day is to ask you to change our appeal date to the first Monday in July, because we had a whole week of a gap where we were waiting to get to the 10th, and nobody, you know, everybody waited until that week, and they hit us hard. We got them all, and a lot of that, again, is word of mouth, and that happens during every BOE. If a neighborhood, somebody in a neighborhood gets their value changed, that person goes and tells everybody else in the neighborhood, and they all try to appeal. Not that, that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that word of mouth is, or probably in this instance, that
well, I mean, you're looking at different. Yeah, I mean, there's, what, 15 different states or so that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to answer your question.
I received a call from Jerry Jeske back some time ago that he was being asked about doing an appraisal. And he asked me some questions. Over a year or two, we've heard comments from folks that the values in Branson Landing were down. But as you can see on this one, we actually lowered it a little bit for 15. I can't tell you exactly why, but I think Donna's got it right on that those folks got to talking about it, and somebody went to the association. This is just my wild guess, and so they decided.
Did a mass mailing to all of them or something?
Yeah, probably did. Mm-hmm. And they decided to go together and do that appraisal, and then that's where we're at, I think.
And all of these, probably like this one here, is 868 square feet, so it's they may not all be that same square footage, so we got to make sure of what they are. But so current assessed, they're assessed at 122,460, right?
Here's the deal on this.
And they paid 145 in 2013?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had to get some sort of appraisal or an arm length transaction for them to give 145 in 2013. The others that we have reduced have been legitimate, market lowering properties. This one here is some arm's length transaction to where they had $145,000. I'm sure that there was some sort of a guide or appraisal or something to look at.
Or a good real estate agent.
Well, they might have had they probably had a loan on it and had to get an appraisal on it at that time to be able to get the loan. Anyway, 2013. And today, I mean, it hasn't been '08 was the crash.
That's where
I'm not saying it's fully recovered, but it's.
And when we look at those, and some of them sold for $200,000 plus up to $400,000 is what we've looked at in the past, you can see that those need consideration. These that are bought in 2013 with an arm's length transaction.
You should go back up.
I'm going to make a motion to deny it.
Can I ask a question with a motion on the table?
Yeah.
With discussion.
With discussion, yeah.
Okay.
Are you seconding with discussion?
You don't vote no later. Yeah, I'll second with discussion. What was the value of similar to this one that we did last 2 weeks ago?
What's the square footage on this one?
This one's 868. It's one of the penthouse.
That's 350 there.
Yeah.
You know, one of the problems with the appraisal that everybody's using is it's a blanket appraisal for all 40 of these.
Some of them are about the same size.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Purchase
price
155.
Yeah.
Randy's got one here that we denied with 155,000 with the same footage and everything pretty well.
Okay. It's the purchase price, 155.
155 on the purchase price.
Was that at the, was that when?
Why are these, I've got a question, why are these